News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The Rose and, of course, the Rose escorts are starting to descend on Tralee today because the final preparations get underway for this year's festival that kicks off on Friday. Now, the international event grips the nation but has also come under criticism in recent years for being outdated and out of touch with modern Ireland. So we're asking this morning, is the Rose of Tralee Festival still relevant in 2018? Joining us to discuss is columnist with the Sunday Times, Larissa Nolan. Larissa, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Andrea.
Are you a fan of the Rose of Tralee, Larissa?
No, I haven't. I'm not a fan, and I never have been a fan. I don't think it's just outdated for 2018. I think it was always outdated.
Do you see the appeal, though, with it? Because it does get huge, huge numbers in terms of, well, first of all, people that travel to Kerry. There's also the family of all of the contestants, the supporters. And then we get a huge a flock of people, Irish people, who watch it on telly.
Yeah, no, it seems to be enormously popular, which is fair enough. You know, and if everybody wants to go and watch it and see it, that's great. I'm delighted for them. I just could never understand why, on two sides. First, why would you be interested in watching an event like this, you know, which is essentially, you know, a kind of a pageant of the likes of, you know, it's kind of like a 12-year-old birthday party. Why you would be interested in watching adult women partake in this? You know, and secondly, even more to the point, why somebody, because quite a lot of them seem to be sort of very decent women with highly educated women, you know, why would you be bothered entering something which is, you know, effectively rewarding agreeableness and being nice? Because, you know, like, it's lovely to be good and kind and caring. And, you know, I presume this is kind of a female competition due to the fact that they are, you know, they are virtues, you know, of women. But this seems to me more about celebrating or rewarding being nice, which is a completely different thing.
So you think
not something
nice and agreeable are the words you're using. What about the idea, though, Larissa, that it empowers young women? And, like, obviously, a lot of young girls, they watch it with their families, and they're looking at the kind of work that a lot of the contestants are doing. Obviously, for the winner of the festival, there's a huge amount of charity work that they undertake for the following 12 months.
Yeah, well, you see, I mean, for example, Maria Walsh, the wonderful Rose there in recent years, I mean, she would argue that point, and, you know, a couple of other more interesting Roses there. I think that could be a point, is something that maybe could be, you know, could be expanded upon. But at the moment, it's a bit like the presidency. You know, like, the president, it could be something of more effect other than a symbolic role. I think maybe what we need to do is possibly reform the Rose of Tralee. I would never suggest that it shouldn't be taken away. I think that if once there's popularity for it and people are loving
it. Well, there's an appetite, and there's no, you know,
absolutely,
whether you know, love it or hate it, there is obviously a huge appetite. Somebody was making the point to me recently that, like, Ireland, you know, as a nation, we are a very competitive nation and we love competitions, and that a lot of people watch it because, you know, it's probably just if they're having a quiet, you know, evening during the week. There's obviously a competitive side to all of this, and there is a winner, and that's what sort sometimes kind of entices people to watch it.
It is that, but at the same time, it is like I even thought this as a child. You know, even as a child, when I used to see girl, I used to, like, you know, my sister, hilariously, her ambition in life was to be the Rose of Tralee, and I used to be, you know, making puke noises in the corner over this, you know, as a kid, because even then I was able to see that, you know, okay, it purports to be one thing, but really essentially what it's doing is it's constricting a person. It's saying, this is the way you should behave, and these are the right things you say. I mean, we saw a couple of years ago, there was a Rose called Brianna Parkins, mm-hmm. Rose, Sydney Rose. Now, I wouldn't agree with one thing that comes out of her mouth. However, I do respect her right and her right to express it. And also, I admire her for her outspokenness. I mean, you aren't rewarded for outspokenness in the Rose.
Okay, well, look, that's one of the points, because we've had Roses, you know, who, for instance, haven't come out as gay until the competition was over. Roses obviously receiving backlash for bringing up things like the political issues, I suppose, really, like the repeal of the Eighth Amendment. Do you think that we need to modernise the festival?
I think so, because at the moment, that is definitely something that is not rewarded. And in fact, disagreeableness side that I was talking about, this kind of sickly sweetness, this, you know, act like Meghan Markle kind of thing. You know, wander around the place, look pretty, don't say anything to ever insult anyone or offend anyone. What that does there is, you know, I hear a lot of myths a lot of the time saying, you know, Andrea, you've probably heard this as well before, you know, this thing of, oh, girls were brought up not to have an opinion. I mean, that's nonsense. Like, you have a great opinion. Every woman I know have no problem in expressing their opinion. But what does seem to be something that I see quite a lot is there's an awful reluctance among women to say anything that would be unpopular with other women. I mean, I would say it's even borderline onto a fear of, being ostracized from the gang and not being popular with other women. And I think this kind of thing, the Rose Tree, only feeds into that. And that's something I'd like to see changing.
Look, I suppose the reality is, though, you know, and I take your point that you think it's for a lot of people, it's that idea of kind of conforming to the norm. How would you respond, Larissa? We have a text in from somebody to the charge that you have an element of a kind of a snobby attitude towards the festival.
Well, I mean, if that's the opinion, if that's what it's coming across as, maybe that's the point. Perhaps I do. If I do. But I still think that there is an element of women being constricted and repressed by the whole way that this competition is set up. I don't think that it should be gone. If, as I said earlier on in the conversation, if people enjoy it, you know, off they go.
Okay.
However, it maybe should be opened up a little bit. As I said earlier, again, in the same way that the presidency has, there's nothing but tradition stopping people being more outspoken in the Rose Tree.